Rental car companies appear to be the latest sector in the transportation industry to feel the financial pain of the coronavirus pandemic. Hertz was on the verge of bankruptcy, but has managed to avoid it for now. The company missed a lease payment last month, but it reached a deal with lenders yesterday to postpone the payment on its fleet of vehicles for a few more weeks. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us. And Seth, tell us more about Hertz. Why is it having a hard time making its lease payments?
Well, the business model, Jeremy, of these companies involves buying or leasing lots of cars in bulk, getting really good deals on them, and then renting them out by the day or by the week at rates where, you know, if the cars are full most of the time, you're going to end up making a lot more money than you spend on them. The problem right now is that those leases continue as if nothing had changed, even though everything has changed. And so, yeah, Hertz had to make those payments. Now, it's, as you said, avoided having to do that partly, even though very few people are renting cars, airport lots full of rental cars from people not traveling these days.
So it wouldn't just be Hertz then. Are other rental car companies feeling the same pain?
Absolutely. Avis is one that's easy to look at because it's a publicly traded company. And it made very clear in its quarterly earnings report that it's feeling the pain too. Although Avis says that it's okay in terms of liquidity, it's not facing what Hertz is facing. Look, in any industry, most companies are being impacted the same way, at least if they're relatively similar competitors. But of course, some companies went into the crisis in better shape than others. And a company that has less debt, fewer obligations, is going to be better positioned at a time like this, even if the debt might not have mattered as much had the world not changed in the way it did.
Now, these are the traditional rental car companies we're talking about, where you rent a car, you return it, it gets cleaned, then somebody else rents it. What about the short-term rental companies like Zipcar and peer-to-peer services like Turo and Getaround?
Well, interestingly, Jeremy, Zipcar, although it's branded differently, and you might not realize this, is a unit of Avis. And we actually got to learn a little bit more about Zipcar in Avis's earnings call. And this kind of surprised me. You know, I would think if anything, people might be more reluctant to get into one of those cars that maybe hasn't been thoroughly cleaned since the last person used it. But sure enough, Avis said that business at Zipcar is down only 50%, only, Jeremy. This is the world we're living in, right?
Yeah.
Whereas business in general is down like 80%. And I guess if you think about it, yeah, almost nobody's flying, whereas people still have some errands that they need to run in the neighborhood and that sort of thing. And so that too is actually helping Avis, the fact that it has that Zipcar unit. Those other services, you know, they're private, hard to say, but I'll tell you, I have a Getaround membership. That's where you basically take some stranger's car out. And I got a survey from them this week asking my thoughts on things. So reading between the lines, the thoughts about taking out a stranger's car that hasn't been cleaned and all of those things, I can only imagine what's going on there, as well as at Turo and other competitors.
Speaking of a stranger's car, Uber announced today that it is laying off about 3,700 employees. That's about 14% of its workforce. What's ahead for ride-sharing companies?
It's going to be a tough slog here for them. I mean, first of all, you have that level of comfort or not in terms of getting into a stranger's car, not being perhaps 6 feet away from them and all the rest of it. But I think the broader issue here, Jeremy, is just the fact that demand for everything is down, right? People just aren't moving around as much as before. They're not getting on public transportation. They're not driving their own cars as much as before. Now, the impact might be uneven, but that's the biggest fact of all. Once Americans start moving again, then it'll be interesting to see whether some of these sectors benefit more than others.
Meanwhile, Seth, we often talk to you about airlines, so I want to ask you about the fact that some of the major airlines are making cuts, job cuts, despite having received a portion of the $25 billion from the CARES Act. That federal bailout was contingent on not cutting pay or making layoffs. So how are they able to do this?
Yeah, interesting. Different airlines seem to be taking different views here. United is one that's been criticized for having come out here rather shortly after accepting the money and indicating that it'll make job cuts come October 1st. You know, that's the first day that airlines can do that per the package. But also, people being shifted from maybe full-time status to part-time status. There's a report by the reporter Ted Reed in Forbes that said that American internally has criticized that and saying that's not their read. Their read is that, you know, if you took this money, you couldn't change people's status like that and take money away from them. There's a popular blogger named Gary Leff who said that, you know, in his view, United might be right about the letter of the law. All this was kind of rushed through. American may be right about the intent of the law, but United's not the only one. Delta, JetBlue are others that have been criticized similarly.
You know, I just got an email yesterday from an airline saying that my flight in June has been canceled. It was the first time I've ever gotten an email like that without a thing that says, and now here's your money back, because that's not what they're doing right now. That is Seth Kaplan.
They're not making it easy. And that, too, varies quite a bit to a surprising degree, depending on the airline.
That's exactly right. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.